Jeannie Jenkins joins us from Harbor Chase Riverwalk. Harbor Chase is one of our big Toys for Happiness supporters. And, of course, they always have all kind of fun activities happening over there at Riverwalk. And she's at Harbor Chase of Riverwalk. And she's going to let us know about it this morning. So let's welcome Jeannie Jenkins to Palmetto Mornings.
Hello.
We interview a lot of people, Jeannie, and you are a handful that your name is just fantastic.
One day I'm going to walk in here with a casserole dish for
Please.
You.
Please. The first time we met Jeannie Jenkins, and she said, it's my real name. And we were like, what? It sounds like a character on a sitcom, but your name just is like so relaxing. Oh. It's like, you know Jeannie Jenkins down the street.
Yeah, right next door.
Like the neighbor.
Yeah, right next door.
That's right.
That's
so
right.
If Hollywood is listening, and they do listen, you can name a character Jeannie Jenkins, but you have to cast our Jeannie Jenkins in it.
That's right.
But you can't leave here. So you can only do one episode, and you've got to come
back
home.
Right on back to Rock Hill.
Oh, my goodness. Well, good morning to your friend.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, so paint the picture for us what Harbor Chase Riverwalk looks like right now with Christmas season in full bloom.
All right. Well, it seems like the day after Thanksgiving, we were Christmas. So right now, we are gearing up for our wreath event, which is tomorrow. It's a wonderful life to celebrate our annual wreath and garland event, which is to benefit the Parkinson's Association, which we do every year. Our last two events of the year is always for the Parkinson's Association. So, throughout the whole year, we always do for the Alzheimer's Association, but right here towards the end of the year, it's for Parkinson's. So it's a wreath and garland event. Our community partners bring in wreaths, and we do a silent auction. So you'll come in, you'll bid on them, and then you get to take a festive wreath home for the holidays.
So you get the live wreath and whatever is attached to that wreath.
Exactly.
And they all have different themes, right?
Yeah.
And some of them are Christmas and some of them are different. I mean, I went one year and it was like a beach theme.
Yeah.
They're really fun.
Yeah.
They're,
actually, one was delivered yesterday with some seashells on them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Love it. Love it.
And so this is open to everyone in the community. Mm-hmm. So you can come, and this is a good opportunity, one, just to check out what Harbor Chase Riverwalk is all about. And also see the residents that live there and also help out the Parkinson's Association.
Yes.
What a win-win-win right there.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
We often have shared you on this show. Y'all have a lot of events there at Harbor Chase that's really open to the public. Mm-hmm. And that gives the residents there a chance to see their neighbors because a lot of them have mobility issues. Now, you all take them all around town to all kind of events and of doctor's appointments. But it's just like stopping by and visiting someone like in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so you all really encourage that. What does it do for the folks that live there at Harbor Chase?
Oh, they love it. They absolutely love it. Whenever I'm doing tours for families, they come up to people that are like, oh, I love it here. Who are you looking for? Oh, you'll love it here. And people are like, oh, you set that up. How much are you paying them? And I'm like, oh, I'll slip you a check later.
But no, all joking aside, that really happened because when we came there, the same thing happened and someone realized who, you know, I was and made the connection and started actually naming relatives of mine.
Yeah.
So to your point,
they love it.
It's a community.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's just one big house with a lot of residents.
That's right. And for a lot of these people, their family or their close family might not live in town.
Right.
And so it's a way for them to get to see people and for people to just take, 5 minutes to have a conversation, just to kind of get to know someone.
Oh,
it's so special.
Oh, yeah. They do. And when they're there and they take ownership of where they live, and they love it so much, they want other people to be there and love it just as much as they do. So.
They decorate their doors, which is really like the front door of their room.
Yeah.
They'll put up nice displays. Yeah. I mean, it really is interesting. If you've never been to an assisted living or a memory care place before, it is not how Hollywood paints the picture of an assisted living place. Right. And it's not Shady Pines from the Golden Girls.
No, it's not.
It's much different. Yes. And you can go and kind of kick the tire, so to speak, ask questions, and it might be a great fit. And if not, I know you all have great relationships with other organizations and kind of point them in that direction. But you all do a lot for the Parkinson's Association, because that's what this annual wreath and garland event is for. You mentioned the Alzheimer's Association. Yeah. I know we saw each other out earlier this fall at the Alzheimer's Walk.
Yep.
It's just being involved in the community.
Yeah.
It obviously means a lot to you all over there at Harbor Chase.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. And the Toys for Happiness that we do for you guys. We have our box right there out front right now. We need more toys, so drop them off because we're getting to that deadline. And it's right there in our foyer. So, and we've partnered with you guys for many years. So.
That's right.
Yeah. Do the residents enjoy seeing what the toys are that are dropped off?
Yes.
What is that like?
Yeah, they're constantly going over and peeking in and seeing what's in there. And actually, they're always the first ones to drop it off.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's remarkable.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, again, we want to say thank you for being involved with Toys for Happiness, Harbor Chase Riverwalk there. You can drop off a new unwrapped toy there. And to Jeannie's point, keep it coming, because Santa's workshop has to be stocked year-round. So you got to keep those toys coming.
Yeah.
It's constantly turning over there at the Secret Warehouse. We spent some time there recently. And once the toys make it from a destination like Riverwalk or Harbor Chase Riverwalk, it makes it to the warehouse, it's sorted and organized, then placed in bags, and then those tables fill back up. So that's how that process goes. It moves pretty quickly. So just continue to drop off a new unwrapped toy. And better yet, when you go to the annual wreath and garland event scheduled for tomorrow, Thursday, December the 12th from 4:30 to 6:30, just drop off a new unwrapped toy and you will walk away, hopefully, fingers crossed, with a nice wreath and some gifts attached to it.
That's right.
Jeannie Jenkins, it's great catching up with you,
Thank
friend.
You.
Thank you so much. Jeannie Jenkins, again, is with Harbor Chase Riverwalk.